Divine Justice, written by David Baldacci, read by Ron McClarty. Stone never thought he'd be thankful for the old bayonet wound a North Vietnamese soldier had given him. It looked a lot worse than it actually was, because the surgeon had had to fix Stone up on the floor of the jungle in the middle of an artillery barrage. Understandably, the doctor's hands had not been at their steadiest. Sheriff Virgil said,
"Leroy and me grew up here together. He was the center and I was the quarterback on the high school football team that won the county championship 40 years ago. He's not riding around killing anybody. And that fellow there, easy to see he's not the sharpshooting type."
The FBI agent tossed back Leroy's license and looked at his fellow feds.
"Clean," he muttered in a disappointed tone.
"Where you headed?" another slicker said as he glanced at the half-loaded truck.
"Same place I'm always headed this time of the morning, this time of the year. We take us some wood down to folks who ain't got time to chop their own and sell it before the cold weather sets in. Then we get down to the marina and work on the boat. Maybe take it out if the seas clear up."
"You got a boat?" one agent said sharply.
Leroy looked over at Virgil with a comical expression.
"Yeah, got me a big-ass yacht," he pointed behind him. "We like to take us a ride in that there Chesapeake Bay and maybe catch us a few crabs. I hear tell they like that shit around these parts."
"Cut the crap, Leroy, before you get yourself in trouble," Virgil said quickly. "This is serious."
"I believe it is," Leroy shot back. "But if a man's dead, you best not waste any more time jawing with us, 'cause we ain't knows nothing about nothing."
"You see anybody pass this way this morning?"
"Not one car till you folks come tearing up, and we both been up before full light."
Stone limped over to the truck and started throwing wood in the cargo bed. The agents looked at each other. One of them mumbled,
"Let's roll."
A few seconds later, they were gone. Leroy walked over to the truck and started tossing wood in.
"Wonder what man be dead," he said, really to himself. "Important man, they say. Lots of important men in this world, but they die just like the rest of us. God's way of making life fair."
Stone let out a long, loud grunt. Leroy looked over at him and grinned.
"Hey, man, now that's the smartest thing I heard all damn morning."
When the day's work was over, Stone pantomimed to Leroy that he was heading on. Leroy seemed to take it well.
"Surprised you lasted long as you did. Good luck."
He peeled off a few faded 20s and handed them over. Stone took the money, patted the man's back, and limped off. After packing his duffel, Stone set out on foot and hitchhiked to D.C. in the back of a truck. The driver, unwilling to let the scruffy Stone ride with him in the warmth of the truck's cab. Stone didn't mind. It would give him time to think, and he had a lot to think about. He had just killed two of the most prominent men in the country on the same day, literally hours apart, using the rifle he'd earlier chucked into the ocean before taking the dive off the cliffs. The truck dropped him off near the Foggy Bottom area of the Capitol, and Stone set out for his old home at Mount Zion Cemetery. He had a letter to deliver and something to pick up, and then it would be time to hit the road. His alter ego, John Carr, was finally dead, and the odds were awfully good that Oliver Stone might be right behind him.